Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin, your source for real estate investment jewels of wisdom.
Welcome to the REI Diamond Show. I'm your host, Dan Breslin, and this is episode 142 with Jochen Fletcher on the evolution of self-managing your portfolio. Jochen is a real estate investor and tech founder of NestEgg, a property management system for self-managing investors looking for a near total outsourced experience. Anyone who currently has or maybe has had property management in place knows that you are still having to pay attention, close attention to a lot of details. You have lease renewals, who has and hasn't paid each month, decisions about whether or not to start an eviction or give a late tenant a few more days or a week to catch up prior to incurring the legal expenses, approve repairs, get before and after photos of repairs, and the list kind of goes on and on. It's not exactly hands-off to have property management in place, but it is a whole lot easier, at least from my perspective, than completely self-managing. So today's guest, Jochen, has a new method, which is not totally hands-off either, but is not necessarily the same property management that you're used to, however, provides a much more automated and, dare I say, much less expensive than conventional property management companies. As Zillow and Amazon have done to drive the evolution of real estate and online shopping, NestEgg is currently driving the evolution of property management. Let's jump right in, shall we? All right, Mr. Jochen Fletcher, welcome to the REI Diamond Show. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing super well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to give listeners some perspective, I sometimes ask the guests where we're recording from today. I'm here in Chicago where I live and operate the business. And whereabouts are you located as we're doing this episode?
Well, I live in Chicago. So I recently moved here almost a year ago now to launch our product in this market. It's a fantastic city, tons of great property, and looks like a place that there's a lot of people who need the kind of service we offer. And yes, it's super awesome to be here, and I feel really at home now.
Nice. Yeah, you and me both. I moved to Chicago 5 years, give or take, so I could be near my daughter. Yeah. That was my main motivating reason. And ironically, yeah, I fell in love with Chicago. I love the vibe, the city, the lake, the feel. It's been a really cool experience, and I never would have guessed growing up, like, oh, yeah, I want to move to Chicago. I'm sure people say that kind of thing about, you know, L.A., Silicon Valley, San Francisco, New York City, maybe, but and maybe some in Chicago in the Midwest. Nothing to take it away. It just wasn't my dream growing up until I was older. But anyway, all that aside, for people who don't know your name, don't know the company that I mentioned in the introduction there, would you mind giving us kind of, because we're real estate investors here on the REI Diamond Show. We buy and sell houses. We buy, hold, and rent houses and apartment units, et cetera, mostly residential. So can you kind of talk about kind of your background and your history and your experience with rental properties, and then sort of how that led up to NestEgg and what that business looks like today?
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of stuff. Let me unpack it if I can. So I'm the founder and CEO of NestEgg. We are we call ourselves the help desk for busy rental owners. And our goal is really to help people who are early in building a rental portfolio to kind of do that successfully, profitably, confidently. And we have a bunch of services that support that. So before I get there, why do we even do this? I think that's wrapped up in my story of how I began investing in property in real estate. So I have a technology background. Before doing this, I was the CTO at Expedia, the major travel site, and I also led product management in a company called Hotwire, subsidiary of Expedia, in Silicon Valley. So lots and lots and lots of years experience. building awesome consumer products and just seeing how great technology can help people just do more. In some, spaces and industries that have been around for a very long time and very traditional. And so as part of that work, I was fortunate enough to be in a position to be able to start building up a small buy and hold portfolio. And as I did that, it became clear to me that there wasn't really any good technology platforms or products out there that really helped me really run those properties on a day-to-day basis. And then as a tech guy myself, the first thing I thought of is like, well, maybe I can do that. And so I built a product, which I think formed the prototype of what we're doing now at Nest Egg, just for myself, to take care of the things I needed to do to maintain my units and track rent, things like that. I showed it to friends who had a sort of small portfolios themselves, and the more people I showed it to, the more people wanted to use it, and it kind of gained momentum until myself and my co-founders, we accumulated a small team around this and looked at each other and said, I think we have a real business here. And so that was now, I'd say, about 2 years ago. So we all quit our day jobs to throw ourselves into this full time. And we spent a year taking that core idea from that basic prototype and really just building that into a really robust, great experience with world-class technology. We're all veterans from the technology space, so we've all seen firsthand how awesome technology and access to data and information can really change someone from kind of just struggling to feel like they're hopefully guessing at doing the right things to being kind of confident and informed and just taking control of their portfolios, their travel, their finances, pick a sector, right? And so we believe we could do that same thing in property. And that's what we've been doing so far. January this year, we then launched the product in Chicago. Our core feature set is around maintenance, solving issues in the unit, and rent collection, and also being kind of an advice line or help desk for landlords themselves to get really experienced local expert help on issues in the units and with their tenancies and with the city. Maybe I could do a couple of minutes on the service and how it works if you like.
So what I want to do before we get into that is I want to continue to provide a little bit of context, and we're going to, mm-hmm. we're going to go with two quick directions before we get into the details, and we're going to go why this is important to listeners nationally. First, why this is important to listeners who are into real estate. Then we're going to go why it's important to, national listeners and how they could kind of participate. And then as we get into like our third leg of our time together on the episode, then I want to dive into a lot of the maintenance aspect of it and how that's important, like Chicago folks. And then like maybe as time goes on, that other maintenance piece of it, which is a huge value add, we'll roll mm-hmm. out to the other people. So before we get into the product specifically, I know some of your background in Expedia and the travel sites, and I've connected the dots myself with some of the stuff of the Expedia guys who then went on to found a company that I know has been so impactful in my first layer of due diligence, which is Zillow. And so like you're coming out of this like think tank in this collection of people and founders who have founded Zillow, being one of the, I think it is actually the number one visited real estate site in the world, if I'm not mistaken. So like, would you just mind giving some context? Like, hey, here was some of the stuff that we had going on back then, and I watched that happen here, and I feel like this is the direction I'm going with the technology for the property management, and just like shed a little bit of light on where you came from, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So now I guess it depends on the individual experience of your listeners and specifically, I suppose, their age. But there was definitely a time in travel where, if you wanted to go on vacation, you had to go to a store, to a branch, to some sort of shop, and you sat down with what we used to call a travel agent. That was someone who was kind of like the gatekeeper of your trips. And you would sort of say, hey, you know, I need to take my family away somewhere fun. My wife and I want some relaxing on the beach, but I want to make sure there's some activities for my kids to keep them out of my hair during the day, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, this travel agent would break out his or her big glossy book full of various destinations and show you a bunch of pictures and talk about a bunch of prices and options. And when you were ready to make a move, you'd pay down a deposit or something. They'd make some bookings, some reservations. You'd get some tickets printed out that come to you in the post, and, you know, it was all very exciting. So that's how things used to work. That what that did is it locked up the access to travel products and experiences behind and the information about those in the hands of a very small number of gatekeepers, right? These agents who were there because this stuff wasn't easily usable by individuals and wasn't available to everyone. You needed to have specialists who could kind of get their heads around it, collect together a single view of all the information, and present it in a way you understood. And then also act as your, you know, I guess your kind of representative in on the transactional side and the booking side and making sure all the reservations happen. That kind of kept prices high, kept the power concentrated into the hands of a small number of agents. And what we did in travel over the last decade is we democratized that. And now, I mean, and when you think back to that scenario I described, it almost seems unbelievable. Like, was that really how that was done? You know, and if you're kind of from my generation, you'll remember it well. If not, you won't. And good for you if you don't carry that trauma around from the past. But that is how it worked. And that's unbelievable now when you look at how easy it is in travel for you to sit there and think, hey, I want to take a trip somewhere, to go and find out what you can do, where you can go, what time of year is amazing. And you can watch kind of all sorts of, you know, videos of real people having real experiences in places you want to be. And also, you just have this unprecedented level of command as the consumer. I mean, you can turn around to an airline and say, hey, I want to go on that flight in that seat on that day. Expect me. And they'll be like, yeah, sure. And then you've got complete visibility of everything on your device, on your phone that you carry around. You carry around this thing in your pocket that's more powerful than the mainframes that travel agents used to use. You know, it's incredible, right? And that was the journey we went on to a point now where people are able to just, I mean, I don't think, I can't remember the last time I spoke to a travel agent, if there's even any left. And so many more people are out there doing so much more and helping themselves. Now, when we looked at that, I think that's where the real estate industry is today is where travel was a decade ago, right? Where it's almost at this tipping point where complicated data and technology and information that has been previously concentrated in the hands of a small number of experts is starting to be disseminated and democratized and is starting to be accessible to everyone. So this is an incredibly exciting time to be in both technology and in real estate because the world is changing, you know, and you mentioned Zillow. Zillow was the first big step, and it makes sense that's the first big step because that's kind of the beginning of most people's real estate journey, whether they're buying or selling or renting or providing a rental. You know, it's like you start with the listing. And it makes sense that that was kind of transformed from, you know, a large number of specialized closed forums into a giant open platform, you know, where everyone can have access. And everyone has all the information available directly to them, you know, and I think we're continuing that trend, and that's where when we looked at, you know, what's left, You know, there's a lot of companies out there that do a great job of the listings, of leasings. There's a lot of things that come online that are amazing. Finding tenants, doing background checks, even collecting rent online, even though the penetration of that's still lower than you'd think, there's still a lot of landlords collect checks each month. There's now a lot of technology options that can kind of completely eliminate that. But bring it all together into a nice package is almost that side. That's where I think the space is at overall, and where I think you're seeing people come from other industries outside of real estate into real estate. They're coming into real estate with experience of taking a space that's fundamental and touches, you know, almost the entire population in some way, and seeing how that can be done so much differently, and bringing technology in to make it happen. And so it's not just from Expedia that people are, although we've got a couple of very high profile examples, it's from a lot of innovation. That's how we saw the industry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And so here's how we're going to go from here and so that people can follow, like, in Dan Breslin's shoes. So Dan Breslin, yeah. Me, the host, we closed, me and my team around the country, 130 transactions have closed year to date, and we have about 105 mm-hmm. properties in inventory. And like my first step, I have rental properties, and that's like a smaller portion. It's like, I think a lot of successful landlords, we have a variety of different landlords, and the landlord that you and I are probably talking to that's going to sit up and listen here the most is probably not the guy or gal who's got 175 houses. That person has their own internal team. All their systems are worked out. But for me, a dozen or so units, and I have this professional career, which happens to be house flipping, hosting the show and doing real estate deals. Yeah. But a lot of other professionals like yourself, maybe worked in technology, worked outside the real estate industry, and found a way to have a good income, and then view real estate investments as this passive, long-term, build it up, start with one or two or three units, maybe have property management, maybe not. So like I, as the example we're going to run with right now, Yakin, because you and I, we met, we're in Chicago. We actually met outside of kind of like the real estate thing, and we were connected here, and it happened to be that you have this great product. And I was like, wow, we get to talk about this on the show. So I have a three flat, in Humboldt Park, and I sort of self-managed that one because it was one of my earlier purchases, and it wasn't like a big fat cash flow property. It was more like this really nice gray stone in like a hot trendy neighborhood that like I wasn't able to get it so super cheap that the thing cash flows nonstop and can pay for management. I have to manage that myself because I just don't really have the cushion there, and the really high rents and low maintenance tenants generally in this kind of area, where I don't have, a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% of the, 15, 18, $2,000 a month rents on this property. It's kind of like that property manager, I don't know that I'm getting $200 worth of value for them to set up an ACH payment processing that puts the money in my account instantly. And so like, let's talk about that first level of how NestEgg, your company, is helping me to process my rent collection on that one unit there. And this is something everybody around the country can use. And I thought this was like smack me in the face value proposition from you guys for any landlord who's getting started. I don't even know, maybe up to the person with hundreds of units might want to try a few and then test it out. But could you talk about that first, the ACH collection? And then we'll do like the getting the money first and then kind of the insurance if the tenant goes bad. You could talk about all three of those if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, sure, sure. Sounds like you know the product well, actually. Maybe we should flip this interview.
Fair enough. I'm the one that's, becoming a client as we speak. And I thought like this thing was like my eyes went nuts when I first saw it, because this is not your average payment collection or property managers. This is something I thought was going to be exciting to my listeners and to me as well, and that's why you're on the show today.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. So, I think our philosophy in behind kind of building Nest Egg was, you know, we only want you to part with your hard-earned money when you're experiencing value. Right. So I mean, not in a vague general sense of, hey, we're overall adding value to your portfolio. I mean, specifically in the moment, we're doing something for you that's important, that helps you a lot and matters to you. And then, you know, that's when you should feel like you're paying for something and you're getting a lot of value back. Right. And so that's why we don't take a share of rent or anything like traditional property managers do. We have no monthly fees. Our platform is completely free to use. And as part of that, you're asking about the rent collection. So we have a completely free to use, fully automated rent collection system where you link your bank account with us that you want your rent to go into. Your tenants link their bank accounts, and then, you know, we keep everyone's personal information completely isolated. That's never exposed. We automatically collect your rent and put it into your bank account every month. You know, we give you full reports and visibility and a transaction history that you can export easily to give to your accountant or use in TurboTax or whatever you do. And we do automated reminders to your tenants. And we give you full visibility of what's coming up and what's being paid and what we're still waiting for. And so we take care of the whole thing. And we do that completely free. I think we consider that, to be our kind of table stakes. Like, you know, you should move your rent online. And we found that, the majority of, I think it's something like 60-something% of tenants who pay late, just simply forgot. And so automating rent and moving it online takes away over half of the possible late payments that you might otherwise experience. And then having someone chasing it up on your behalf and making sure you're fully in the loop, I think that's sort of super helpful to us. And not having to run to the bank with checks every month, you know, is also helpful. And again, that was a sort of help that we believed, rental owners like us needed. And so that's what we built.
And this is available to anyone around the country or just the Chicago folks? I thought it was everybody, right?
Everybody in the country. Yep. Anyone can use this product. Even if you operate, with tenants who, in Section 8 housing, things like that, sometimes they don't have bank accounts, but we provide deposit accounts at all major branches of all banks. So you still get fully automated online rent collection from your point of view, and then we can deal with the deposit accounts and the tenants, and that way this is accessible to everyone. It doesn't exclude people who don't have formal traditional bank accounts, for example. And it's also a nice thing to do, I think, to not have to have those people get money orders every month. You know, like that costs them money just to pay their rent, and we don't think that's fair either.
So you're, I guess, basically a tenant that was going to pay cash of mine in my Philadelphia property could go down to a Wells Fargo account and deposit that money? Is that kind of what you were saying?
That's correct, yeah. So they can go to Wells Fargo, a Chase, a BOA. There's a deposit account number that they would be given that's available in their login. So they have a login to our app, and they can see that at all times. They can go down, find the number for the branch they're at, deposit the money, and then we automatically put that into your account straight away.
Gotcha. And that's free, or that's also at a cost? That's free.
That's free. Yeah. So we have two up to it, if you want to get into that.
It's just mind blowing. I am genuinely still surprised. Like, you and I have talked, I know sort of the back end of the business model. I know what the plan is long term to expand other cities. And it still blows my mind that I'm like, wait a minute, you're sure this is still no cost? Like, even if they're paying in cash the tenant, you're like setting it up. There's a login. It's blowing my mind that I'm sure some of the listeners are like, wow, this is too good to be true. But yeah, let's talk about the next two levels of the rent collection process part of the service you offer, because these are also, even though there's some fees involved, in my opinion, they're moderate fees and they're still, you know, value proposition wise, this is still pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and those fees are exactly in line with our philosophy, which is you should only pay when you are getting value, right? And we looked at it and we, you know, as a team, we felt like in 2019, just processing transactions isn't adding value, right? Like, we just felt like that was too core and too fundamental to really turn around and say we're adding a lot of value. Now, we're still doing a lot in terms of managing the communication with tenants and, you know, and giving them reminders and chasing them up. We still take a lot of I think, just busy work off the owner's hands. But we just didn't feel like that went far enough for us to feel good about charging money for it. So that's why we kept that free. So we have two paid upgrades to that plan. So on our free rent plan, you get rent deposited into your account between 3 and 5 days after your tenant's deposit clears into our account. And that's just to do with how banks work, right? So we all know that whenever you move money around using ACH and online transactions, you know, there's some number of days where payments have to clear and be confirmed and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's how long that takes. Still a lot quicker than a check. But if you are really, if you really want to look after your cash flow, so our first paid upgrade is what we call rent advance. And that's where we deposit the rent into the landlord's account as available funds up front on the first of every month. So if your tenant pays you on the third, and that payment takes until the fifth or the sixth to clear, you will still have your rent as available funds in your account on the first. And we decided to launch that product because looking at the specific concerns that new landlords with smaller portfolios have, cash flow is a big one, right? Right up front at the beginning of the month, there's a lot of costs going out. And so they need those rent checks coming in. They need them early and fast, and they need the money to be available. Otherwise, they're kind of, you know, cash flowing it themselves, you know, and that can be tight. And so so we found that was a good value prop for landlords. But we also found that it was really helpful for tenants, especially if you have tenants who get paid later in the month. You know, you want your rent up front on the first. They want to pay later in the month. There's a tension there, right? And that can make the landlord-tenant relationship unnecessarily adversarial. And so by using rent advance, you can get your rent up front on the first, and then you can allow the tenant to pay on the 20th or the 15th or whatever you like. And then it's win-win. You know, we, as long as we collect from the tenant, everyone's happy. And for that, we charge $9 a month.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm at a point personally where I don't necessarily live or die if I get it 15 days late, but I can tell you right now that I held off buying property for a number of years for that simple fear of, oh my gosh, what if they don't pay the rent, you know, immediately, and I've got this mortgage payment coming out of my account on the 10th of the month, and they want to pay late on, you know, whatever it is, the 8th, the 10th, whatever. Yeah. So this is cool to have the advance. So, devil's advocate, if the tenant doesn't happen to pay, they, you know, overdraw their bank account, and on the 20th or whatever day it was, the money did not ACH from the tenant's account to you, what would take place in that occurrence, and how do we deal with that?
Yeah, so we have a third product, which is a further upgrade, where you get the rent in advance, and then we also provide income protection on that rental income. So on that plan, which is a flat $39 a month, no matter how much the rent is. We will continue to pay your rent for you for up to 6 months. And that way, if the worst comes to the worst and, you know, your tenant breaks the lease or, you know, or just stops paying for whatever reason, I will continue to pay for up to 6 months. And that way you're covered with 100% of your rental income still coming in, for a long enough period for you to definitely be able to take care of anything you may need to do, you know, to get the property empty again, you know, take care of any maintenance issues, get it relisted and get it re-tenanted. And that's kind of the ultimate level of protection, again, for, you know, the concerns that you typically have with a smaller sized portfolio. You know, if you have 100 properties, you can afford to have a handful vacant at any given time. But if you have 3 or 4, you know, one vacancy, that can wipe out kind of your entire income, for some period of time, you know, especially if it drags out. So that's our answer to that. And that gives that extra level of assurance, you know, to make sure that, you know, your income is 100% protected.
Yeah, and the concern I would have, and the question I'm sure that audience members are thinking is, okay, great, Yakin, the $39 is a fair price, but I mean, how arduous is, like, am I registering the tenant? Are we doing, like, uploading credit checks? Is there, like, forms and, like, a very arduous process to, like, make a claim for that? Are they going to, you know, like, how much aggravation is it to actually end up with, to set this up, number one? I mean, is there an underwriting process for every tenant? You know, and then when all hell breaks loose and I need the insurance, if you will, how hard is it for me to collect here? I mean, how arduous is the process?
Yeah, great question. And that's, again, part of the techniques that we're bringing from where we've been successful in the past. You know, the best products are always simple, understandable, easy to use, and easy to get good service from, right? And so what we've done is we've done a lot of work in the back end with various underwriters and providers to get blanket policies where there is no upfront vetting and paperwork and, you know, an uploading of documents or anything. There's a small, set of criteria, you know, that you have to agree to, that largely revolves around letting us know that you have verified that paying this rent is within the tenant's means. You know, that's generally, I think it's, you know, their income has to be, you know, 3x the rent. And so there's a small checklist there. You just look at it, you know, and if you're confident in that, you just say yes, and you're up and running. It's that easy. When it comes time to make a claim, firstly, we always hope it's never time to make a claim because, you know, there's always kind of, you know, lots of unfortunate things you have to deal with outside of the issues with your income. But we want to make that as easy and stress-free as possible, so there's one less thing you have to worry about and deal with. During that period of time, our help desk will deal with taking care of all the claim information on your behalf. And all you need to do as a rental owner is, you know, show us and show the underwriters, if you like, that you are making the effort to get the property re-tenanted. You know, and that's as easy as, hey, here's my listing on Zillow. You know, here's my listing on apartments.com. This is what I'm doing. And then the coverage, is, you know, we take care of fronting up the coverage too, so that you never miss a payment.
And so I think that this coverage covers the event of the eviction and my tenant stops paying, so the money is coming in. And you said that if the tenant wanted to break the lease, but it doesn't cover if the lease just ends and it goes vacant for 1 month, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, this is for unexpected circumstances. Yeah, we'd very much hope that you would be looking to renew your lease with your tenant or remarket your property. You know, at the end of every lease, you know, one of the other things our platform does is it tracks all the important dates and things that you have to do. So, you know, a couple of months before a lease is due to expire, you'll get reminders from us telling you, hey, don't forget this lease, So this guy at this address is going to expire in a couple of months. Hey, what would you like to do? Here's our advice. You could renew, you could relist the property. You know, how do you want to handle it? So we make sure that none of these events sort of sneak up on you. We do that with not just with the obvious things like leases, but with a lot of other things like, hey, don't forget to switch your HVAC air filters. Hey, don't forget about your snow shoveling this week. Don't forget about, there's a lot of stuff you've got to know about and you've got to plan around making happen, when you run rental properties. And that's one of the things we like to do is say, hey, we've sort of modeled our service on, what would the absolute best property manager in the world do, right? That property manager would be thinking about your portfolio 24/7. And then they would be giving you a little heads up about what's going to come up over the next couple of weeks. And they'd be saying to you, hey, Dan, this is happening. Do you want me to take care of it? Hey, don't forget, in a couple of months, this is happening. Have a think about which way you want to go. I'll follow up with you soon and get your answer. That's what would be happening. And so that's what we built into our technology.
That's pretty cool. And everything we talked about, I assume, is available nationally so far, right?
Absolutely right. Yes.
Cool. So my little underline and my business perspective is we have NestEgg wanting to go national and be like the Zillow of property management, and the benefit to the company, because I know people are wondering, like, why would they do all this stuff for free and set all this up? Doesn't make any sense. How can they make any money? I would venture to say this is like how the business potentially grows to offer the complete package and a complete service that we're going to touch on where it started in Chicago here now. But like that's, yep, that's why you're bringing so much value to the table to then enter these markets as clients sign up. So all my Atlanta listeners, all my Philadelphia listeners, all my Florida listeners, if a bunch of you sign up, relatively quick, Yakin's going to figure out how to open up that market just like Diamond Equity did and, provide the full service. But for now, what we're going to talk about right at this part is a Chicago-only thing. So why don't you go ahead and talk about the maintenance portion of the service?
Yeah, so the maintenance portion of the service we felt like was the most important part. Because that's the thing that is the most frustrating, time-consuming, and expensive for the early landlords today. It's also the part where there's really no one else out there with a good solution. And if you look at a lot of the apps that are targeted towards smaller independent landlords today, they cover listing and leasing and some degree of rent collection. It's all the stuff you can do online, all right? No one can help you with an actual issue at your unit. And we felt that like that was the huge gap, and it's a hard problem. I think that's why no one had yet cracked it. And so that's where we chose to begin and that's where we chose to excel. What we do for that is we have a 24/7 maintenance help desk that tenants report issues to. And through that help desk, we do a first level diagnosis. So, let's say a tenant reports the garage door won't open. We make sure we kind of walk them through some obvious stuff first, like, is the clicker out of battery, that they're powered to the garage itself, things like that. Because we want to fix real problems. We don't want to get contractors out to our property owners' homes, the rental properties, just to find that a breaker needed flipped, right? Like, that's wasting our customers' money from our point of view, right? So we do a good first level diagnosis. Then we collect together the report, the issue that we diagnosed it as, the images, and then that comes to our rental owners through our app. So you're never getting 2 a.m. phone calls about issues or frantic texts or anything like that. You're getting concise, structured maintenance issue reports with images that show you exactly what's going on and a price to get it fixed. And at that point, you can then choose to to tell us to go ahead and get it fixed, and then we'll do that. Or you can choose to take care of it yourself. And that's one of the things that we think is super important to our platform is when we talk to early adopters and people who study using our product, we found that some people, you know, they know a good plumber, but they don't know a good electrician or a good handyman or general contractor or, you know, so sometimes people want the ability to either to take care of something themselves, or they've got an existing contractor, so they can just do that. But we've always got competitive prices that where we can take care of getting it fixed. And if our owners instruct us to resolve these issues, then our help desk once again kicks into gear. We take care of coordinating the fix, access to the property, when the tenant's available, the entire thing end to end. And the next time you hear from us, the problem will be fixed. You'll see some after photos to see that everything was left clean and tidy. And then every job we do comes with our 14-day happiness guarantee. And we find that most of our customers pretty much use us for all the maintenance issues, even when they already kind of had a contractor they liked, just because it's so much easier. All you have to do is say, yes, make this problem go away, and we take care of everything. All the logistics and coordination and access details, and then afterwards you know you can count on the work. We stand behind it. We'll make it right if anything else goes wrong in the next 14 days, and all at a competitive price. So why go to all the hassle of calling 5 different contractors and getting a handful of quotes and estimates and having to meet different people at different times and figure out when the tenant can be home? So we just take care of it. That's what we do. That's a big deal in that, there's no one else out there who takes care of that for customers with this level of flexibility. Completely free. You just pay what you otherwise would have paid the contractor. And then how we make money, since you sort of called me on that one. So all the contractors that we use to deliver these services, they pay us a fee to be part of the platform. And that's fundamentally what our business model is.
That's pretty cool. So I appreciate you kind of giving that backstory, that color, if you will, to how you guys make some money. It's really important, I think, to have that full disclosure. Listeners comment when I get to meet them face to face about, man, I just love you. Just dig in, ask the tough questions. So thank you for, cool. Playing on that part. My last couple pieces on this is, so I think I heard you right when you said that the tenant reports the issue and then I get the email or however the notification comes, maybe through an app. And then I can either I have two choices. I can click the button and take the pre-positioned estimated repair and you guys just go to town, schedule with the tenant. It's basically the same as me replying to my email from my current property manager. It says, oh, here's the issue. We can have someone go by and take a look at it, except I don't actually have an estimate ever from my property management company. So I can click the button, boom, it's done. Or if I'm a more hands-on landlord, I can say, no, I'll handle it myself. I could go out and fix it in theory, or I could hire the plumber or whatever. So I have the option, you're saying, when they report the issue, right?
100% right. And another reason we did that is because sometimes, especially when you're dealing with your first or second property, sometimes that's a property you've lived in yourself, right? Maybe a lot of your listeners will do house hacking, or maybe they became buy and hold landlords through, hey, they got married and they had a property they used to live in. So there's a variety of reasons why you might know that property super well, right? And so we also provide full chat functionality through our product. So you can chat straight with the tenant and you can just go straight in there and say, hey, yeah, this happens all the time with that unit. It's kind of a bit funky and unique. You sort of got to kick it, while kind of holding it at this weird angle and then kind of do this and it should come right, because there's always weird little foibles that are unique to every property. And we want to give our owners the chance to make sure that if there's something that they know that's pretty unique and different about a property, that they can kind of get that information to the tenant and see if they can resolve it, right? So, you know, and again, and our philosophy is you should only pay when we're adding value, you know? You know, and you should have the opportunity to have a look at that yourself. So there's a variety of reasons why we do that. But we felt like the choice was the right way to do it. And therefore we're only helping you when you need the help, right? And you're only paying for something when you're getting a good quality product and a lot of value added at the same time.
So what about landlords who really, really value their anonymity? So like if you use a property manager because you don't want a cell phone a tenant having your direct cell phone number ever because they might call at 1 a.m. or on a weekend or blow your phone, whatever the case is. Is there in theory a method or a way, or maybe you have clients who already have done this, but where they've been able to set the tenant up with the payment, maybe through the real estate agent, through Zumper agent, who was like doing the rental placement originally, or however it went down. Is there a way mm-hmm. that you think you could kind of like protect your anonymity by restricting the tenant's contact with you, or maybe only through the app? I mean, do you know anybody who's kind of done that already?
Yeah, so I don't think we've got many customers who go to great lengths to make sure that their tenants don't have their sort of separate phone numbers or email addresses. However, the way our product works is your information, your kind of personal contact information is never exchanged with the tenant. So when you're chatting to tenants, or contractors through our product, all they're seeing is your chat message in our app. They're not seeing your mobile phone number or, you know, they won't have it. So if you don't want your tenants to have your mobile number so they don't blow it up, then don't give it to them. They'll never get it through our product. They will be able to report issues to us, which we also find is good for people who have tenants that kind of tend to be pretty quick to report every little thing. And some things you kind of want to go, okay, that's a little bit cosmetic. It's not a big deal. I'm going to put it on the list to do soon, but I'm not jumping into action right now. You know, you can kind of save all those things up through our product, you know, and fix them later in a big batch. There's a bunch of stuff like that we do. So by having us collect all the information on the first line, if you like, with the tenants, then that gives you all the control and all the decision-making power and what happens without having to deal directly with them if you don't want. And whenever you do message them directly, it's just between their login on our app and your login on the app. So you can decide when and how you respond.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think even, you know, I have not used the repair portion of the service because the units I have are currently on the market to be rented. But I look forward to, I had an issue where it was just the other day. It was, you know, showered the handle or something. I mean, obviously within reason, I care what the price is. But it's like, could I go to Home Depot and adjust it and drive out there and everything and probably get it done for $60? Probably. Is it worth $160 if it were a push button? I mean, I probably had to pay $160 to the guy that I had to coordinate the schedule with that did not have a push button convenience to just hand that back off to the tenant and the contractor. It's something I look forward to checking that out on my own stuff in Chicago. And then, maybe we meet up in Philly and Atlanta as the service expands. So I thought it was a ton of value. Is there anything else that maybe we didn't touch on you think listeners would need filled in before we get to wrapping up here?
Well, I mean, I think, our growth plans are pretty ambitious. We're doing super well in Chicago and people seem to love the product. It's pretty exciting time for us as property owners who all we all have smallish portfolios ourselves. And we felt like this really made a huge difference in our quality of lives. Being able to invest in real estate and not have it eat every waking moment. To see other people come on board and feel the same way about the product, we're just so happy about that. There's no obligation to spend any money. It's completely free. You might as well check us out. We'd love to have more people on board. And we are growing pretty rapidly outside of Chicago. We now cover pretty much all of Illinois. We have a lot of owners who live in other cities like Seattle and LA. And so we're getting pressure to move to those cities already because they love what we're doing here and they want the same thing over there. So we're going to grow organically around the other cities of the U.S., based on where we get the interest. So that's it. I'll throw you another incentive. If we even need it anymore, how about this? Just for your audience, if anyone signs up by going to nestegg.rent/join and they use the promo code Diamonds, we'll give them $50 off their first maintenance job. And that way they can really test out our end-to-end product, our ability to make problems go away for you at great quality work, great rates. You can do that at a really discounted price and then try it for yourself.
Cool. Sounds good. So before I let you go, I mean, we are real estate investors here. The audience is buying, selling, fixing, renting houses. That said, any book recommendations could be real estate or could be, otherwise business or life changing that you might have for audience members.
Yeah. Okay. Great question. I'm going to say is, I think some of the things that have helped me the most, broadly in my career, in my personal life, kind of in how I've approached building my portfolio as well, have been things that really help me understand people, and how other people think and behave and how that is sort of not often what you'd expect or what's logical on the surface. So something I recommend a lot is Predictably Irrational. I think that's a great book. And kind of anything by Steven Pinker, who's a fantastic philosopher and neuroscientist. These books really make how people's brains work fairly accessible. You don't have to be an engineering PhD to get some value out of these books, and they really help you just empathize with other people and really sort of see how they're motivated and what they really need. And I think that's helpful to everybody.
Interesting. And my final question for you, Joachim, would be if you could go back and share the crown jewel of wisdom with yourself when you were buying that first rental property of the portfolio that you own, what would that be?
You know what? I would go back and tell myself to bet bigger and go faster. That's what I would tell myself. I was lucky to have the great career I've had, but I think I wish that I had built a larger portfolio sooner. I think I'd be in a better place now. And I think in terms of my portfolio, and I also wish that I'd started NestEgg 5 years ago. We would be our goal is to be the Zillow of property maintenance. In the next few years, I think we'd be there today if we just started a few years ago. So just go after it, go for it, and be more aggressive. That's what I would tell my younger self if I could.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I hear that often from experienced investors. I wish I would have bought more. I wish I would have bet bigger. And I only started with my rentals. I mean, I've been buying houses since 2006 and flipping houses I missed, one of the best buying seasons in, probably right. all of our yeah. lifetime. But, but 3 years ago or so that I started putting my portfolio together, and I am now seeing the rents go up and the mortgages pay down. It's like, oh, wow, this is now I get it. Yeah. I just couldn't be bothered yeah. with it before. So, well, hey, Joachim, yeah. I appreciate your time, closing the door, the distractions, and giving us so much, wisdom and value on this episode. And full disclosure, I have no ownership interest. I'm not getting paid here. I know that I probably was so excited, which is unique for the audience about the product. because I genuinely thought it was really cool, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because it is such a unique value proposition. So thank you for coming on the show, Jaak. I really appreciate your time.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you. And check us out at nestegg.rent.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of the REI Diamond Show. Keep an eye out for the next episode. Ronnie Elias, litigation finance specialist and commercial real estate investment veteran, joins us to discuss how you can survive a high-stakes lawsuit should you ever find yourself embroiled in one. Every wealthy person that I know, including myself, is comfortable around the court system. Part of what comes down the pike in the process of doing multi-millions of dollars worth in business is lawsuits. None of us ever plans for this type of thing to occur, but you'd better be prepared for it if it did, and you will be after listening to that episode. Speaking of that upcoming episode, would you be interested in the pre-release? That is, before the email goes out on Saturday? When you subscribe on YouTube or one of the podcasting apps, including iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, amongst others, you'll receive an advance notification as soon as episodes are published, as opposed to Saturday when the email is sent. It's usually about a day or two ahead of time. If you prefer the email, you can head over to reidiamonds.com and sign up. Would you be interested in joining the Diamond Equity Investments team as a potential partner to me? 2019 has been a record-breaking year for my house flipping company, Diamond Equity Investments. We have sold and closed on 175 deals year to date, early November 2019, at an average profit of $22,594.13 for a total of more than $3.9 million. And here's a fun fact you might not know. Quite a few of my partners found me, found Diamond Equity Investments, by listening to the REI Diamond Show, just like you're doing right now. That's how we met, we began doing business, and the rest is history. I mention this fact because we are currently seeking a few additional partners to help us round out our team. So if you're potentially interested in checking out a partnership like this and would like more info, go to www.dealswithroi.com and click on the careers link. Accredited investors seeking double-digit returns in short-term passive investments can head on over to fundrehabdeals.com and check out those high-yield investment opportunities. And that's a wrap. Thank you again for tuning in to the REI Diamond Show. Dan Breslin, signing off.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin. To receive email notifications of new weekly episodes, sign up at www.reidiamonds.com.